bring DJs from different shows together, while Wonder No More listen to Active FM Live.
What is up? What is happening? You are tuned into Active FM Live right here on a Friday. I am Nonzi Lee.
And I'm Tamia, but I have a DJ name, DJ Tim Tams. I know.
You like my nickname is my DJ name, is my everyday name, is my call me
Nonzi
Lee,
aka DJ Nonzi Lee.
I don't think I'm a DJ though. I would say presenter. But you can't say presenter Nonzi Lee because that's just like weird.
I'm not a DJ, but because DJ sounds like, you know,
you're doing the things.
Doing the things. I just call myself DJ Tim Tam.
Back in the days, the radio presenters would have to play their own songs. That's why they called radio DJs.
Yes, but we are privileged.
We got a team.
Mm-hmm.
They do the things.
Yes, that need to be done.
So before the show started, we're speaking about taking pictures.
Ooh.
And I know for me, when I'm at home, I'm like...
You're doing the things.
You know, you like... You're putting the camera in the places you are doing.
You know what
the
you're
most.
Doing.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And then you're like, someone comes and takes a photo of you and you're like,
I never know what to do with my arms. I just like, what do I do? I think it's much better if I'm standing with someone. But yeah. then if I'm alone, it's like, oh, okay.
What do I do?
What do I do? How do like, I stand? Am I standing fine? And the photographer doesn't even help you. They're just like, can you please pose? And you're like,
I think I'm that one photographer that's like on the floor, that's like on the chair.
No,
that's
man, you
like,
take
don't
really
do that,
good pictures.
Do this.
You so, take really good pictures. I mean, yeah. I respect your pictures.
Except when people take pictures of me, I'm like, did I even look like that though? Like, how did you capture that look when I didn't even, was I even wearing those clothes? No.
Yeah, that is so like, interesting. No, photography is something else, but I don't take good pictures. I'm that one who wants people to take good pictures.
Really?
Yes.
I'm the one that's behind the camera. Once taking I'm in front pictures. Of the camera, I'd rather do it by myself. I feel like selfie life is the life.
Selfie life.
Yeah, that's the life.
Okay.
But then you can't get the proper pictures. Now you...
You need someone to take the... Because your fridge won't do the things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you don't listen to Active FM, my show is called Philosophically Poetic.
Okay.
And as of late, we've been speaking about... Well, we, me...
You.
I've been speaking about the Church of Scientology. And the Church of Scientology is a very interesting church.
Scientology.
Yes.
You know, when you say ology, the only thing I'm thinking about is zoology. I'm not even thinking there's another Scientology. Oh, and technology. Okay, that's much better.
And biology.
Biology.
And sociology.
Woo! Okay, now we're moving far. So what is Scientology exactly?
But, okay, Scientology is a church that was founded by a guy. His name is L. Ron Hubbard. So I've been doing shows on this church because like, okay, let me give you a breakdown. This guy was a fictional writer.
Okay.
So he wrote fictional books. And then one day he decided to write fictional books that would become a religion. And then people started following this religion. But like... In my head, the first thing I'm thinking is this guy's a fictional writer. So, like, how am I supposed to believe that that's how the earth actually came into existence?
Okay. That is very interesting.
So, this church is based on his writings. And basically, at the highest level, there's an alien called...
alien.
Can't remember what he's called. And basically, it's like the extraterrestrial beings. So, from other planets, they came here. Something happened. And then evolution started. So it was started
evolution,
by aliens.
That alien thing.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know what to say.
For me, that sounds like a fictional book. Like, I'm not going to go and be like,
I believe in
amen,
aliens.
Amen.
So basically, it's like a thing of you believe in aliens.
Or sort of.
What alien?
But like, this is what happens in the Church of Scientology.
Okay.
So you come into the Church of Scientology and you don't know anything. So you have to go up levels. The higher you go up, the more you know and the more books you are able to read about what is actually going on. So many of the people that attend don't even know about this. Well, they probably researched. But yeah, that is
so
what
they're like hierarchies and stuff.
Yeah. And this fictional writer, L. Ron Hubbard, he was so crazy that the one day he kidnapped their daughter because his wife was threatening to leave him. So he kidnapped their daughter and he phoned her and he said, I have chopped our baby up into pieces. She's dead. But he was just lying to her. This is the I guy that understand. Started this religion. I'm like, serious? There's like weird things happening here. It is
Chop
crazy.
Chop your own child into pieces and then you like, I don't understand.
He didn't really do it. He was just trying to freak her out. But like, I'm like, I'm not going to believe in
I
what
think I
you
get
say.
Why he believes in aliens because that's a bit offish.
It is sketchy, isn't it?
It is.
And then the poor woman was probably horrified and she probably left him or didn't leave him. He passed away now. And the church was taken over by a guy. This guy is hectic. Tom Cruise is in this church. He's like the main guys in this church. And
for real, this is a big thing.
It's
that's
a huge
celebrity.
Yeah, it is. There's one in Bram now. I saw one. I was like,
"You're joking!"
One here. What is going on with this church? It's actually like a huge organization. Many celebrities have gone into the church. Literally, when Tom Cruise was married to Heidi Klum, he asked the church to spy on her. So they were like following her around. And the reason behind this is because her father is a psychologist, and they don't believe in psychology. So they wanted, that's why she left him. She was like.
Wow. And I thought I knew Tom Cruise. No, I don't know. It's impossible now. No wonder they call it Mission Impossible.
Exactly, because it is hectic. But like whatever Tom Cruise says, because he's the biggest celebrity, he's bringing people into the church, obviously.
Yeah.
So whatever Tom Cruise says, they like do it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This is really... I need to listen to the show.
It really
is. Definitely need to listen to the show.
Hectic.
This is interesting.
And just as you thought...
Yeah.
It was bad enough.
There's more. There's more.
Like, there's so much. Like, every single fact I've read, I've been like, what? What?
And it doesn't affect you or anything.
Why? No, it's hectic because they even have a prison. So if you do something that offends the church, you get thrown in there. They feed you foods that are not really good for you. And then you have to do hard labor. And they tell you when you can come out and come home.
So once you're in, there's no way out.
Well, technically, what they do is they have these sort of like counseling sessions.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they actually write down all your information. So now you've told them all your secrets.
Great.
And now you're like, I'm leaving the church. And they're like, but we've got your files and we will tell people about what you've done if you leave. So it's sort of like if you have big secrets, you're not going anywhere. Like, you're done.
Whoa. That is hectic. I don't know what to say. If I was in there, I don't know.
But I think the people that are actually in there believe what is going on. I mean, parents sign their kids away to the Church of Scientology, and these kids have to work there, but they have to sign billion-year contracts to say that they belong to the Church of Scientology.
Billion-year?
Yeah, for a billion years, they are owned by the Church of Scientology.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Honestly,
they want to make sure there's no chance.
You see, leave.
Even if you make it past 100 million years on this earth, there's no chance. Yeah,
You're stuck there believing in aliens.
Yeah. That's if you even know about the aliens because you have to be at that level.
So you have to wait until you know about the aliens.
Yeah. And then you've arrived.
Way.
Somewhere. In the galaxy. But that's basically, I don't know about you. Would you ever like believe in something that was founded by someone who was already a fictional writer? I mean, he's already writing fictional books.
Fictional books.
And then he starts a religion. Would you ever?
About aliens. I know I'm a weird person. I'm not going to lie. I know that. But aliens, it's just too sketchy for me.
It is.
It doesn't line up. You know, something needs to be a straight line.
No, now but this is what they're saying. The aliens came here and they triggered evolution and then everything started.
How? It's the same thing with the amoeba or is it the amoebi? I don't know what it is. That green thing that said multiply and then it became a cell. It just doesn't make sense. How did it just start? I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Aliens came. Where did they came from? Where did they come from?
Some planet.
Aliens came from where?
But many people think that aliens actually exist, which is actually a
well,
very
I,
scary
I thought
thing.
So once upon a time, but we're grown up now.
Why did you think they existed? Like, what possibly triggered you to say that these things are real?
Movies and my imagination, which is very weird. So,
Now I believe that she believed that there were aliens that came here before, because we know the things that happen in your brain are
interesting.
Interesting.
And we don't mention those things.
Yeah. But at one point I was like in 2015, yeah. I watched a video that was leaked from the US base, which I don't even understand how it would leak from that place, because that place is like Fort Knox. So I don't know. But anyway, it's on YouTube, apparently, of an alien speaking to the people there. And she's basically telling them, but they're asking this alien stupid questions, man. And this alien is answering stupid things as well. I'm like, but like, I could
answer. How do they know what the alien is saying? Because is
it's
like,
speaking wow, English. Wow.
The alien speaks English.
Yeah, the alien
the
knows
alien
all
speaks English. Mm. The alien. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. But what do you guys discuss on All Things Girl?
Our last show, we spoke about things that girls say, but they don't mean.
Yeah.
For instance, like if you had to come to me and say, how do I look today? But I know that there's something in the outfit that's not working. And I just say, you look fine. You know, you look perfect. And then I start adding on some things because I don't know. I'm just adding on those things. So we were speaking about, exposing girls basically. So.
How could you do that? But I think that's out of sincerity, though, isn't it?
Well, I mean, even if the person doesn't look proper, I don't think it's a good thing to say, no, you don't look good. Because then, I think for me personally, it's the thing of, I don't want to be asked questions like, why don't I look fine? Is it my jeans? I'm now just like, ah. Yeah, so.
Then you don't want to.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing for me that I've seen that girls say that they don't mean, or, well, they don't actually say it. Sometimes you'll be standing with someone and you're looking at them and you're like, they've got some white thing here all over their face. And then they don't tell you. For me, I don't understand that personally because, like, yeah. You know, when you pass people, I've had a situation like that. I remember I was in high school.
Yeah.
And,
is it bad? The fact that you remember it, it was.
So it was back in the days. If you don't know, there's a South African product called Pons.
Oh,
very scary thing.
We've been there.
So, like that thing dries your skin to a point where you look white. Like it's the residue is still on your skin. And the whole day I was like, ah, I look nice and whatever. And people are like, ah, oh, you look so nice. And then one of my friends came to me and she's like, you know, we can actually see the residue. But this was already at the end of the day. Now, like, for me, I was like, okay, so you were standing with me the whole day. You're telling me now at the end of the day when there's nothing I can possibly do. This is when you want to come and expose me like this. I went home and I was so disappointed. I was like, these people. Then you start thinking now about all the people you saw that day. You're like, oh.
Yo.
And that person, they also saw me. And I swear, I sat at home for a good like 2 hours thinking about all the people I saw and how they betrayed me because they didn't tell me. Yeah.
And it usually happens on those moments when you're like, I look good today. You know what? And you want to like walk around so that everyone can see you. And then when you get home, you're like.
And my eyebrows were white because you know that thing is dry. They betrayed me. I was like, but like guys. Yeah, no, I think that from that moment, I started, like, looking in every mirror I see just in case, like, you know, because, yeah, that was hectic. It wasn't, like, fully, but, like, they were like, you know, like, that thing is dangerous.
Yeah, it has happened to me also, so I completely understand.
Did they let you know about it?
No! No one told me.
So did you get home and then you were like,
look in the mirror and you're like, the whole day I looked like this.
Really? Yeah, no.
You get
but I think for me that would be one of the things.
But why do girls do that? Why would we not say to someone?
I think it's for not wanting them to feel bad. Because I know when my friend came and told me, she's like, you know what? And like, you know, like her heart was like so sore. So like now I feel her heart. I don't understand her though because she could have told me earlier on. But like,
yeah,
it's, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know why you're feeling bad because you're helping the person. But it's one of the things.
It's, yo, how do you say it though? How do you put it out to the person? Oh, your face looks, I just think you should point out. I think now people point out that like.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're thinking, they're saying other things and so you're like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Unless they just come and tell you, I mean, conversation. Can say now, man.
let me take you to America. Okay, no, not like that, but like, anyhow, that makes sense.
So speaking of that, right, I have a very weird question to ask.
Yeah.
I know you know that I'm weird, and you're looking at me like, she's about to ask me something.
I always get nervous when people say I have to speak to you, I have to ask you something. I'm always like, what is going on?
What is your most embarrassing moment on your show? Because I can't pronounce your show. Sometimes I'm like, and you can listen to Silasa. So it's a thing of, what, have you ever mispronounced the name of your show, basically?
No, I think mainly, like, I always have to restart my shows because I'm like, what's up? You're listening to Rhymes and Poetry. Then I'm like, that's not even a real show anymore. Then I have to be like, okay, fine, no, it's philosophically poetic. So I think I get the name of my show wrong. But I think the most embarrassing moment, well, I didn't realize it. But like the person who edits my show came to me and they're like, you know, you did this funny thing where you couldn't say this word and you kept going, duh, 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 and eventually you were like, ah, this stupid word. So like, I didn't realize that I left that in the recording because I try pre-edit my recording. That's so when it gets that sad, it's not as hectic. So I think, yeah, just like when you're reading a word and this word doesn't want to come out because it's such a big
like
word.
Philosophically.
And you're like, this stupid word. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like, philosophically. I got it right this time. I didn't say, because every time at the end of the show, you're like, okay, and you can listen to Silasafla. And it's like, what am I saying? So I was like, I always wondered how you would introduce your show every week without making a mistake, without making the
I think I'm used to it.
Used
I mean,
it
to get to that title, I was thinking of other titles. And I was like, I've only ever had 3 show titles in my life.
Okay.
But I've changed my show title 3 times. Yeah.
What was the first one?
It was Thou Art. Because I was going to speak about everything to do with art. And then I was like, I really can't speak about drawings on the show because that's just like...
Thou art.
Weird.
Not... I don't know.
Yeah, and then it moved to rhymes and poetry and then eventually philosophically poetic.
Interesting.
Yep.
But why... This word is hard, okay? I'm like, okay. But yeah, that is so interesting.
But like with all things girls, so you guys are discussing this topic of things girls say.
Yes.
I just want to put this one out there because I feel like every girl uses this one. But I feel like guys also use it too.
Okay, let's hear this one. This is interesting.
The one where, no, I don't think guys use it. I know girls always say, I'm fine or I'm okay. When inside your heart, it's World War 16.
I think it's mostly girls. Some guys also do that. But yeah, why do girls... Yeah, that's a very good one. Why do we say we are fine when we're not fine?
I know moments when I've said I'm not fine. When I've said I'm fine, when I'm really not fine. It's because I didn't want to speak about it in that moment. But like, I think I've gotten past that stage. I think.
Some of us are still stuck there. We're like, are you fine?
I'm fine!
I'm fine!
And at the time, the tears are running. You're like,
mascara is
okay. I'm fine.
Can't you see I'm fine? You're even asking, can't you see I'm fine? But you're crying.
They're like, I can see, but like, I can't see that you're fine. So I think that's one of the big things that girls say. But also, okay, I can't think of anything else that girls say that they don't mean.
There are so many.
Oh, yeah, you did say that I don't like him. One.
Woo! There you are. They ask you because they're always seeing you with this person. And then you're like, no, I don't like this person. No.
But what if you don't?
But the chances are extremely high. You're always with this person and they're... It's
different. If the situation is weird, like I wouldn't even ask you. I'd just be like, every time I walk past you, I'm like, Because chances are they're not going to like say, yeah, I do, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know. I can't say it.
But I think generally people like misjudge situations. So sometimes you ask someone and they're really like, no. And you're like, no, you're lying.
No, you're like, no, please, no. So I think you can never tell, but the chances are high that that person actually does like the guy. But sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes it's just a girl being nice and everything. Yeah.
So expose the guys a little bit. On the show that you guys did about things that guys say that they don't mean. Give us one of them that guys say that they don't mean.
There are a lot. I was crying while we were recording, while I was fake crying, but yeah. The tears were not coming out, but they were there somewhere. But I think we asked them about when they see a girl walking in the street and stuff like that, and then they're just like, oh, girl, you beautiful, or something. Or when they're with their friends and they're like, oh, girl, you beautiful. Sometimes it's just to show their friends that they can just, you know, get any girl.
Yeah.
So sometimes they don't mean that you are beautiful. They're just saying it because they're just trying to look cool in front of their friends.
On the flip side of that one, when they say, you're so beautiful, and then you walk past them because you're eating fresh, and then they like to you, you're ugly. I didn't even like you in the first. That stuff that guys say that they don't mean, because you're like, how can you try and ask someone out now, 2 minutes ago? And then the next second, because of rejection, because you are hurt, now they're ugly.
I still can't understand that one. I can't even fathom. Like, how do you say to someone, you're so beautiful? The next thing they're like, okay. No, you ugly. And then they start calling them. They're like, yeah. Like, whoa, relax. Just breathe, yo. I didn't say anything. What's
some of
the
them go crazy. They're like, I wish the car bumps you. You're like, do you want me to
and
die?
They become louder and louder. And louder.
Yeah.
You're just like.
I think that's one of the things guys say that they don't mean.
They.
And also another thing they say is I love you, because they're lying.
Yay.
You're not going to marry the person. Why are you lying?
That one. Yeah. We even mentioned that one on the show where they say, oh, I love you, or something like that.
It's just like.
Because it's become normal to just say, oh, I love you, to try and get something from someone. It's just a normal thing. I love you. It's simple to some of them. So,
yeah,
I think that's also something that they say that they don't mean. But they're a lot. They're a lot.
They need to listen to your show so you guys can expose them. Yeah. Just like you exposed us.
I was crying. I'm still crying.
Passionate about it.
It's just not coming out. I just don't understand why, but I was crying at the end. It's not like it, okay, yeah, but.
Yeah. So just as you have heard these shows, you need to listen to Active FM. Make sure you get to our website, which is www.activefm. Otherwise, where else can they find us?
We are on Parler, Gab, Google Podcast. We're everywhere. Like I always say, we're everywhere. We're under your bed.
Listen.
We're on top of your couch.
We are wherever you want us to be. Because on Active FM, radio has never
been better.
I mean, like ever.
Ever.
And if they're looking for all things girl, where can they find it?
We are on www.activefm.co.za. But we're on top of your couch. We are inside the fridge next to the onion. We are there. We are everywhere. What about philosophically poetic? I got it right.
Points. Ding, 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 ding. So you can simply find me on Instagram at philosophically_poetic.
Oh,
that's
yes.
The only time. You see, when you're on our socials, it's the only time you can do the most. Like, share, comment, post. Tell your grandparents. Tell your parents.
I think they should tell everyone about the Church of Scientology.
Yeah.
Scientology, right?
Yeah, the Church of Scientology, definitely. Woo-hoo. We need to uncover the uncoverings that are happening in that church. It's a real thing.
I need to, like, run now to go listen to that show because I heard a lot that I'm like, what? What? This is happening in the world.
Yeah.
I think I've been living under a rock, but now I'm up, back up. Yeah.
We see you, L. Ron Hubbard. Oh, we don't see him. We see you, the guy that's running the church now. But that is simply our show for this week. Make sure you catch Active FM live again next week, Friday, 2 p.m., same place. Same but for time. Today, peace out and God bless you.
You're amazing. Looking back over my life, and your love is captivating. Even though I failed you many times, you picked me up again. When I fell to the ground, you filled my cup again. When I was running dry, you did that. Falling down to my knees, giving you my worship. Never thought I would deserve it, but you died and told me I'm worth it, yeah.
But I always thought I was worthless, yeah. But you died and told me I'm perfect. No more guilt, no more shame. All my pain is erased. No more pride, no more sin. No more lust, only grace. Now I'm living for the glory of your name, seeking your face. Said I'm living for the glory of your name, seeking your face, yeah. Died for me to live for you. My life I freely give to you. You died for me to live for you. My life I freely give to you, yeah. I want to give you the glory. Father, you're the one and only. I want to give you the glory. Father, you're the one and only.
Giving my attention to the wrong veins that got their own intentions. I'm giving you the glory in all that I do, yeah. I'll keep my eyes on you. Because you pick me up, you pull me out. You set my feet on solid ground, and I can never thank you enough.
FM radio has never been better.